This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What we do after Sacramento Kings victories. Yeah. Let's go, baby. Three in a row. Come on.
You know what Sactown brings. Win on the low, that's a Sactown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy. Yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy. One sack winning. If you doubted us, then ain't no backspinning. This is real right here. Ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now.
We got a game tonight.
The other day I disagreed, but I'm with you on this one.
If you was in charge of the buttons, then you could decide how many verses we listen to.
But no, we got
business. We got three in a row. You don't look down to three in a row. We got
Job's not done.
That's it. That's Kobe Bean Caraway right there. We welcome you in here to the Valentine's Day Eve. Love is in the air here in the Odyssey Studios.
I just can't wait for Valentine's Day to be over.
It is. Well, neither can my bank account. It is very much like a 7th grade party out in our lobby right now.
It did feel like that, huh?
Oh, major.
Like we got cookies, yeah. We got donuts, pretzels.
We got
a thing of fruit.
Where's the food?
Yeah, there is no food. There's just stuff.
I was low-key banking on some sandwiches today or something, but I guess I'll just put these donuts in my pocket.
There's two boxes of donuts brought to you by the insiders.
Shout out to the insiders.
There's you know, like heart cupcakes. Then there's chips.
Big sugar cookies or whatever.
Sugar cookies shaped like hearts. And then there's...
Those are never good.
Never. Never once. Like, why do people buy those?
Awful.
I don't know why people buy those. Then there are chips with your choice of guacamole, salsa, reasons known to no human being, hummus.
I've never been able to get on the hummus bandwagon.
No, this is literally like, hey, just buy stuff and put it on the table. Now, shout out to the people who went and bought the stuff. We appreciate you.
Always.
But this is heavy. This is very heavy middle school Valentine's Day party vibes.
And we could have got some tacos on the side with the chips or something.
And now the teacher is up there yelling at everybody about something. Y'all are looking. I'm talking about Aaron.
Yeah, like, that meeting's like, still going
like,
on.
Like, Aaron is still talking. He was like, hey, this would be a real quick meeting. He's still talking. And I realize sometimes when I talk with a heavy voice. Like, I was telling our people, like, we're the ones. And I realized when I walked back, it was like, wow, I said that in a way. It's like, don't cross us.
No, yeah, you basically said, yeah, you punk asses better recognize.
No, that's pretty much what it was.
No, Damien went up there like Connor Cook to Archie Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, enough for him. Hey, he said, Charlie, get out the way.
No, Charlie was
get out the way, Charlie. I got something to say.
Charlie was up there talking about, we covered the King story. I was like, no, sir, we broke the King story. And I realized after I said it, my voice started getting like very like authoritative. And in my head, I'm like, hey, calm down. And then I walked to the back. I was like, I don't know if that went well.
Hey,
or
man,
not.
Look, sometimes you just got to say things how they had to be said.
I think you got the point across.
I'm a proponent of that.
I think so, too.
Hopefully. I'm a big proponent of that. That's why I curse sometimes.
Look, y'all hoes need to listen.
That's why I curse sometimes, because sometimes things just need to be said a certain way.
Can you put that in an email, please?
Actually, I think I did. I need to send that
read,
email.
Matter of fact, read the email out loud. Do that.
You want me to read this out loud?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Wait a minute. Well, okay, wait a minute. The email.
I was making a callback joke, but I didn't even know there was an email to read right now.
What was the callback?
Wait.
I was talking about what we were talking about.
Remember when you did a meeting and you're reading off all the stats? Like, this is great and all, but can you put this in an email?
No, that's a good callback right there. Yeah, how long ago was that girl fired? No, that's cute. I think that's what she said, too. That's cute. All right, yeah, no, okay.
Bye.
I don't know, they'd be catching these hands. So, but I did type out an email. This is a very very calm email.
What just happened? We had to read the email.
You talking about the words that we can't say,
brother? Oh, you should, guys, brother. God. It's a yearly tradition with some people.
Let me tell you about the people we work with, folks.
It's so infuriating. Like, you know how you are like on a Zoom call, or you're at a work call, and you have like one annoying person who wasn't paying attention to something last time. Imagine having like five of them. Now we love all of them, but the conversation about the Super Bowl or March Madness or things that you are allowed to say or have it had every year. Every single year.
Rule has not changed, by the way.
And the edict is, if you're talking about the game, you can say the Super Bowl. If you're talking, you could say March Madness. That's fine. No problem. If you're saying you're going to a March Madness party brought to you by Sky River, because you can't say that.
If you're selling it, you can't use it.
Every year, the same conversation is had. And I've been here long enough to know it's had with the same people. What are we doing?
Hey, look, I thought they was going to go to blow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It almost came down to a fisticuffs.
Oh, my God, man.
What do you mean we can't say it?
Well, that's not what you said.
Yeah, what do you mean?
We need to film everything. Everything.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
Shout out Abe too. Well, I said Super Bowl like 700 times, so where do we go from there?
I almost popped it. I almost snapped at Charlie too. Charlie up there talking about, oh, I checked in and it was 125 to 1500. No, it was about 8,000,
no,
Charlie.
Yeah, for real,
you
for
shortchanged
real.
Us about 7,000 in front of the whole goddamn staff. Charlie, me and you gonna talk when this is over.
And on a normal day, we're not competing with 100, by the way.
Oh,
it's not a normal
man.
Day.
Like, hey. Come on, man.
I was D'Lo and Casey maybe a month in.
150 to 1,500. No, it was 150 to 8,000.
Bro, it was like astronomical. Like what he said is just a normal day.
That's a regular day.
In that situation we was in, it got downright disrespectful.
Yeah, Dame stood up. He said, enough of this. Give me the mic.
He said, watch out, Archie Griffin.
Yeah, I'm a... I'm going to let you finish, but D'Lo and KC had one of the greatest runs of all time.
Oh, but in terms of the party, I mean, I think, where is it at? I think this young lady is on to something. I might have lost it. But anyway, at Jazzy510, she tapped in and she said, they're having the party today because no one will be here tomorrow.
No, they're having the party today because there was a meeting today. and there's not going to be anyone here tomorrow.
I always love those emails. Hey guys, office closes at 12. Just don't even include me. Don't even include us in those emails.
Oh, like
what are we, a joke to you?
You need to create a list that says all staff except D'Lo and KC, because all you're going to do is piss us off.
That's it.
And if there's one thing you don't want to do,
is piss us off.
I think
don't piss us off.
I think Trista's on the way here. I have no idea.
I was thinking about it. It's low key kind of insane how every time Trista makes her way over here, it's like the end of the world storm is coming.
Oh, no, for real. I thought of that because she texted me like she was going to pick up the car this morning at like 10:30. Yeah, and like I haven't heard from her. I texted her the address. I think she's on her way. She is coming to hang out with us today. I don't know exactly. She told me she was going to get the car at 10:30. She was like, the show starts at 12, right? Obviously, yeah. I'm going to get from San Francisco to D'Lo and KC by 12. Yeah. I was like, yeah. So, I don't. Maybe she'll be here at 1, maybe 2.
She's going to walk in.
Maybe she'll be here like when KSFM starts. I'm not really sure. But Trista's pulling up on us.
It's Big Friday vibes today, by the way.
Big Friday vibes.
It is.
And we still got Friday left.
That's because there's donuts and cupcakes. And I see Vanessa. She's got this big plate that looks like, Vanessa, what do you have on your plate? Look, it's chips and fruit. Like, she's all right. That's all right. Little chips and fruit. I just keep looking at the donuts. Like, I'm going to go eat some damn donuts, man. I don't care.
I'm not going to be the bad influence I normally am and tell you to go do it.
I'm going
to
go eat some donuts.
I understand.
I don't reaffirm. No more food in the studios. I guess I got to eat my lunch at 10:30.
I use my table.
Hey, you know what?
I use my table.
I'll tell you what. This is good. No, let's have this conversation. For all of the people who play four records and talk 3 minutes an hour, yeah, maybe your ass can step outside and have some food. When you're sitting in this room for 6 straight hours, yeah, I'm going to need some popcorn.
It's a little different.
Just because some jackass in San Francisco spilled something all over this board, it ain't my fault.
What do I look like? Hey, guys, I'm going to step out and go eat my lunch for another half hour.
Yeah, no, y'all
leave the board by itself.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves. Man,
go eat the sandwich.
Sorry, they can't be adults in SF. Sorry,
sorry, San Francisco's full of a bunch of jackasses. Maybe Bonte got fired. Maybe Bonte's the one who spilled the water on the board, and he's like, "Hey, man, go do TV. You're out of here, pal."
It's not our fault. They put chicken noodle soup on the board.
You know what I do when I eat my lunch and I drink something? I turn away from the board and I go to the little table area right here. I don't eat it on top of the board.
Literally everybody does that. Except for one person.
Well, I eat some soup over the board.
And now Seth walking around talking about don't break my stuff.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Come on, we know.
Kings win last night, goddammit.
There we go.
And they signed Markelle Fultz.
Bro.
How come that wasn't in my speech?
So we run into
the
NBA
now. We're the most influential show.
We got motion.
Who else mentioned Markelle Fultz?
Nobody.
After us, everyone. Before us, nobody.
Nobody.
You're welcome, Kings.
Jesse Tapia. Man, get on the screen, man.
It's D'Lo KC. It's not me. It's D'Lo KC.
No, because people was trying to say.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KC, you called it. No, I got to give respect.
D-Lo,
my man
KC.
Said it, bro. I just co-signed it. We just co-signed it, but my man said it, bro. Come on, man. Give him his love.
I have a listener to D-Lo, KC, the Kings front office. We love it.
Come on, man.
Oh, we know the front office is listening.
They still listening?
Somebody is. Somebody is. Salute. Glad y'all here. Glad y'all still with us. We're going to talk about y'all later, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
We're going to have some conversations.
Mm.
Would you feel a little differently?
No. Okay. Me?
I'm just checking.
No, but I'm also fair.
Okay.
So we're going to talk.
Okay.
We might yell about more stuff. I don't know. I really don't know what today brings. I didn't know what yesterday. Stuff is just happening.
Look, I don't think we're mad. We're just yelling right now.
Nah, we just vibing.
I'm going to set the tone, too.
I'm going to set the tone. All right. KC sets the tone.
Set the tone.
When D'Lo and KC return here. On Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right.
Can I give a quick shout out to my man, J-Dub71? Saw him last night, man. I made that move over to Q, man. That was the first time I've ever been
there.
Hey! Yeah, man. Shout out Q. Shout out J-Dub, man.
Did you go alone?
No, it was birthday.
Okay. Awesome. I was like, because you said I. I was like,
we.
Would you just go sit down by yourself?
I would. Okay. I got the bar.
Salute. Yeah, there you go.
But no, went with the wife for her birthday.
There you go.
Saw my man J-Dub, man. He was showing love. He said he was going to be tapped in today.
Wow. So, I've been to Q, never got recognized there.
That's because you're always in a private room.
I don't think they have. Oh, they do have one. But
you've
not
been
there.
Don't act like you've been in the private room. You, De'Aaron, and Mike Brown.
You don't even wait for a table, huh?
That's who it was.
Yeah, Dame took the picture.
But Q was fine.
That's
man.
On point, right? Did you meet Chef Q?
He was gone.
Yeah,
man.
You've been on salmon vibes. Like,
I have.
You ordered salmon at 30. I was shocked as hell.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, salmon is.
But lately I've been on that vibe. Had the gumbo too, so the gumbo was official. Everything was official. Q wasn't there though, man. Chef Q wasn't in the building.
Well, he's probably got a big.
Yeah, they say he's getting ready. He's gonna be there like all day, starting today, pretty much.
Yeah, probably
today to the weekend. So, yeah. But yeah,
I'm pulling up.
Love.
I'll be there on Saturday, Chef Q. I'm coming through.
That's the spot.
I have my table ready.
No, that's a lie.
In the private area. That's come on. That's you be true. In the private area, bro. I saw it. Guy told me that's the D-Lo table over
Mr.
there.
Mr. Barling,
nobody
same table?
Nobody told you that. No one has ever said that. Yeah, them lobster bites, boy. Hey, if you've never been to Q1227, man, go check it out right there at the Roseville Gallery.
I'm gonna be back,
man. It's on point.
I'm gonna be back. Yeah, I'm gonna be back.
I've been thinking about that dinner for a couple weeks.
So
I'm ready for
so
it.
So look, so I'm gonna set the tone in just a second, but I had to say this because I just saw it on the screen. We're out there, and they sat us next to a place that I was like right in front of the TV. So the Mavs-Warriors game was at halftime, and they're going through the highlights of the league. And I like, Luka, his second game back. Oh, look at him drive to the basket. Nice little layup. Oh, look at the skip pass to LeBron getting buckets. Yeah. Oh, look at Luka, Magic Luka, behind the back to connect or whoever for the three. Yeah. Oh, man. Lakers down 79-113 at the end of three. I'm like, what the hell?
That's one of them Mark Jones lines. And the lead is down to 21.
I'm like, what the hell? Like, they was getting smacked. And I mean, we'd go crazy about this if we were Jazz fans, but not one highlight or mention of them getting beat down.
I turned that game on yesterday. Bronny was shooting a free throw. I was like, okay, this one's over.
Oh,
well,
damn.
You see the graphic
called that was Darko. That's crazy.
You see the graphic that was floating around last night.
No,
that Bronny scored more than Paul George.
We need to have a conversation about Paul George.
Oh, it's there. It's there. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna have it.
Damn,
we're gonna have it.
That's my boy too. It's rough right now. It's rough. Damn. That Warriors Mav game. We'll talk about it later. But that was a really good game.
That was very good.
That was hey. Very entertaining.
Yeah, you're right. We'll talk about it later because I want to talk about Kyrie. And I don't even know if I'm talking about Kyrie the player. Like, I stuck around for Kyrie and Scott Van Pelt.
Mm.
And man, there is just something that has stood out to me about Kyrie for like the last 2 years. So we'll get to that. We got a lot of Kings stuff to talk about. Kings win, they win last night. Kings signed for Markelle Fultz.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Tappy, a front office member,
heard it here first.
He was like, hey, what? Why not? Like, you need somebody. Like, Isaiah Thomas is too old. Okay, fine. We went through, like, different scenarios, different potential buyouts. And it was like, Markelle Fultz is available.
Mm-hmm.
And Sacramento Kings obviously heard him. And were like, you know what? He is. I think he's, like, 26 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Markelle Fultz is 26 years old.
Number one pick in the NBA draft in 2017, I think it was. And he was
that's
a guy.
That's crazy, too.
He was a guy that, and I'm not saying this is who he's going to be here in Sacramento, just talking about seeing him play. Him being the number one pick in the draft made all the sense in the world if you saw him in Washington. It was like, this guy is insane. Like, he was like Ja is right now. He was like, name your point. Like, we talk about Scoot Henderson and guys like that. Like, he was that type of prospect. And it was like, oh, yeah, he makes sense. I know that Tatum boy, he's nice. I know Lonzo nice. You know, De'Aaron Fox, yeah, he can hoop. He can hoop. But, no, I don't see any qualms with this guy being number one in this draft because he is the truth. And, obviously, he hasn't been that in the NBA. But he had a nice little rebound to his career, like when he got to Orlando.
Yeah, thought so, too.
Yeah, before he, had the ACL tear. So,
hasn't played basketball this year.
Mm-hmm.
Kings need a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm all for it. A guy that can give you, I'm looking at 10 to 12 minutes a night and 10 to 12 steady minutes. He doesn't have to be great. He doesn't have to score a whole lot or anything, but just take some pressure off of Malik Monk running the point. A guy that can create a little bit, and I don't think he's, did he tear his ACL last year and he hasn't played, or was it the year before and he came back last year? I can't remember.
I think it was last year.
Yeah, and he hasn't played.
He hasn't
since.
Come back. Because when he got hurt, he was playing relatively, he was playing well. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I've quantified when he was playing well.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that was last year.
Yeah, I think it was.
Did he tear it twice or just once?
I think he
just tore it once.
NBA.com says he tore it on January 6th, 2021. Was cleared September 21st, 2022.
So, well, he's played since then.
Yeah, he's been playing since. I think, yeah.
Yeah, he's, so I guess he did tear it twice. Wow. Yeah, he did. Wow. Yeah. So he played in 20. He played 43 games in 23-24, 60 games the year prior, 18-8, 72 back in 19-20, 19 games in 18-19, and only 14 games his rookie year.
Yeah. So I think it's a – I don't want to overstate it. It's not like they went and got an MVP. But I thought it was a good heady pickup when Jesse brought it up a couple weeks ago. I didn't even realize he wasn't in the league anymore. I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, why not? Like that would be exactly what you're looking for, I feel, like a guy like that. And lo and behold, they actually did it. They actually listened to us.
Well, one, it's about goddamn time. Two, everybody should listen to us.
Stephen Moore cooks in the kitchen now.
And three, well, no, he's not wrong.
Jesse on the staff.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Any concerns that he's not really a threat in terms of shooting, and maybe that will affect the way defenses and coaches scheme for him?
A little bit. But once again, I'm looking at him as like a bench guy. I say 10 to 12 minutes.
For sure.
He may be 8 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like his job really is to go in there, don't turn the ball over, give Malik some time on, you know, off the ball and or on the bench, and just one of the favorite phrase of mine, just don't take anything off the table for 8 minutes. That's his job. Whether he makes a point or hits a jump shot or anything, or like I understand what you're saying, like his lack of shooting may affect the time out there on the court. Find a way for it not to, right? Like be a distributor.
It's got to be.
Yeah, do something.
He's got to be able to drive.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. If they're going to play back on him, like, you got to attack.
Mm-hmm. So, I think he...
Draw people that way, I guess, if you're on the floor. Because he's going to be on the floor with Malik. Like, he'll probably be on the floor. He's going to be on the floor with guys who can shoot.
Yeah.
So, got to draw the defender in somehow.
Yeah. So, I'm... I guess for what I'm asking... He'd have to be pretty bad to mess that up. And I don't think he's that bad. I don't think he's bad at all. But
yeah,
I don't think he'll mess up for what I'm asking. Maybe they got a different criteria for what they're looking for, Doug is looking for. But for me, I think that's easy work for him.
Yeah, and he'll have an opportunity. I mean, Malik was talking about this last night. He's like, you know, I feel like we're doing pretty good. And we haven't gotten a chance to practice. And he was like, man, imagine what we could do when we're able to practice together.
Yeah.
You got this last game in New Orleans tonight. One, win it. Two, you know, I don't know what these guys' plans are. I know their first game is Friday. Normally these guys get back on like Wednesday, and James kind of laid it out for us. Normally there's a practice Wednesday night, and it'd kind of go from there, but... You know, if they've got an opportunity to get some practice time in here together, and it's not going to be a ton. It's never going to be a ton at this time of year. Now, even if guys did stick around Sacramento,
right.
There's not going to be a ton of practice time right now. Like, everybody needs, like, a little time to decompress. Let these guys decompress, get back in here. But, man, this, you know, you start throwing, you know, Markel coming in. He's not really much further behind than Valanciunas or Levine or Jake LaRavia. Like, he's kind of coming in on the same place that those guys are, because those guys are like, hey, you're here, go play basketball. And that's what I don't remember if it was DeMar or Malik, which one of them said it. It was like, you know, in the end, it's not that difficult to integrate. Zach LaVine said it. It's just basketball.
Yep.
Let's get out there and play basketball.
That's it. Sakarin the Bagley said it in the chat. You know, I'm looking up as well. Markel Fultz, I guess it's just that one ACL tear, because he played last year and he played in the playoffs for Orlando. So I'm not exactly sure why he
played
he was
in
just
the playoffs
there.
Last year.
I think a lot of the reason why he was unsigned is just
he did. He did play in the playoffs last year.
I don't think the money. He was necessarily looking for, not that Markel was looking for a lot, but like that just wasn't there for him unless he wanted to take a minimum deal.
And maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think that's horrible.
That's whack. Like, he played, like, you look at his last 2 years in Orlando, he was good. Yeah. Even coming back from the ACL, because now that Jesse says that, we could put this together. He got injured in the 2021 season, early in the season, came back. And played, you know, 18 games in the 21-22 season.
He was really good. He started. I thought he was coming off the bench there. But, I mean, he played 30 minutes a night, 14 points a game, shooting 51% from the field. Obviously,
he's— Who did?
Markelle Fultz. In the 22-23 season.
Oh.
So, because he scored in 21.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
he came back, played really well. I'm not sure what the dynamics was or what was going on last year where, you know, he didn't start. They probably put Suggs in there and did that. But, I couldn't get my years right. Shout out to Skiron the Bagley. He's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
I'm all in on it, man. I'm all in on it. Let's see what it looks like, man. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
Plus, you're talking about him once again in a reduced role. You know what I mean?
He's not coming in to start with DeMar and
exactly
all of that.
I like that for sure. I said I was going to set the tone. I'm going to set the tone right now, man.
Okay.
King's blowing him out tonight. That's what I'm on. That's what I'm on.
Okay.
I know we talked yesterday. I understand not feeling confident. And I get it. They're blowing him out tonight. I'm talking 15 to 20. Anywhere between 15 to 25.
Okay. That's exciting. Can you?
I don't say this lightly either, y'all. Okay. I don't just be throwing this out there. They blowing them out tonight.
Walk me through this. What have you seen that leads you to believe this will be the case?
Well, I see them getting a little bit more comfortable with each other out there on the court. So I've seen that. Also, no Zion tonight. So you got one guy that you just can't handle off the radar. I think New Orleans has one foot to All-Star Weekend. Into that break. Man. It's vibes. It's reading the tea leaves. I think listening to Malik last night, they know the job at hand, the task at hand. They say, you got one more before the All-Star break. We want to go get this one. They're going to be locked in. They're going to be locked in. They're going to cruise the victory tonight.
Well, this is exciting. Should we talk about last night's game, or should we just celebrate the 30-point victory tonight, or the 20-point victory tonight?
Yeah. 15 to 25.
It was 8 last night. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was on the verge. And I'm a guess. I'm glad we got the uber close up view of Brian Windhorst back here on the screen for reasons known to no human being alive.
At the Marriott in downtown San Francisco.
Just like the ultra. Ultra close up. Did you hear Malik last night?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you. Okay. Malik.
Maybe
said,
that played.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. I completely understand because it caught my attention when he said it. But Malik was like, for those that didn't, go to YouTube and pull up the press conferences. Malik said, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, we just got to do a better job of putting our foot on their neck. Like when they're down, we can't let them back up. And
not to interrupt you, but didn't he say something like, we'll take care of that or something. He's like, we'll be on that.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, you know, and he even made a remark. Yeah. Hopefully Zion doesn't play tomorrow. Cause you know, it'd make it a little easier on it. Well, Zion's not playing today. In fact, I think there's a whole host of Pelicans, that aren't playing today. James tweeted about that a couple of minutes ago. That lead that the Kings had, what was it, 16 points?
Yeah.
Disappeared so fast. It was like, all right, boys, let's go. That's what we're talking about. And, I'm going to go get a drink here real quick, sit down, grab some food, get comfortable, and the lead is down to like 4. It's like, hey, what?
Are you talking about that one in the first quarter, second quarter one?
No, I don't think it was the first quarter, but it was early. Yeah, yeah. I think it was the first half. Maybe it was the first quarter.
No, it was the first quarter because I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
And then I had a revelation in a bad way. We'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, dear, bad revelations. But, man, your emotions are all over the place today.
Well, I found a flaw in one of our favorite players. But I was watching, and they were cooking, and I think maybe Zion got a 3 or an one, and it got to like 12. And then they go into the foul line, and Laravia went to the line, missed 2. And then JV made 1 of 2. And I was like, damn, man. Like, it could be like 16 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
31-15 was the score.
And I was like, it could be like 16 right now. And they missed it. It ended up being like 8. Then they got like some layups and stuff like that. Went into the quarter, up 6 or something. And then it was just like a relative dogfight for the rest of the first half. And it was so frustrating. The revelation was, I got to look at the numbers.
Okay.
I don't think LaRavia can shoot free throws. I don't think he can shoot free throws. I was listening to Drapes. He had said something about like, yeah, he was here before the lights were on, working on his free throws.
Just turn the lights on, buddy.
And then I was like, all right, well, okay. Well, what are we doing that for? And then he was at the line when he said that. He missed the first one, and then he bricked the second one. I said, oh no, he can't shoot free throws. Like, he bricked it. Like, you need glasses.
Oh.
I said, oh.
Like Rick Wild Thing Vaughn?
Yes.
Just need glasses. Exactly. Hit the strike zone. It'd be fine.
Exactly.
Jake LaRavia, career 5% free throw shooter.
That don't tell the whole story. He is 67% last year, or this year, excuse me, as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
He shot... I'll round up and say 70%. It's 69-8 is the number with Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't made a free throw yet for the Kings. Or it's 0% right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
I'm like, oh, that's our boy.
Well, that's like Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine was shooting like 90% from three, and then he gets to Sacramento and he can't shoot no more. It's like De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox never got a foul call. Now he's got a Spurs jersey on and he's SGA. Like, what is happening? Zach LaVine coming here talking about it's a shooter's gym, and I mean, I know they're on the road right now, but damn.
And he hits
LaVine tanking his 3-point percentage.
Then he hits a three, and I have a little big league moment. I'm like, there we go.
Well, yeah, maybe you did, but
it's a wide open 3-pointer, Kenny.
No, that's fine. But I popped for the one in the fourth quarter.
Little sidestep.
Yeah, I popped for the one in the fourth quarter. Yeah. It was like, all right, I don't care if that's your only one. Like, or I'll take it.
Yeah. He gonna get it though. He gonna figure it out.
I think so too. That's just the one part you would expect not to be problematic. Maybe turnovers are a problem. Maybe dribble penetration is a problem. Maybe he's not really racking up six. Maybe, you know, turnovers, whatever. You know, you feel like the, you know, especially with the way that Malik and DeMar play, and Domas for that matter, mm-hmm. That shot going to be there for you.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been able to drop for him yet.
One of the things, I talked about it the other day, and I just kind of keep seeing it and keep seeing signs of this. And I wasn't familiar, you know, because I didn't watch every game of him. But after watching him for 4 or 5 straight games, he's not a guy that just jacks up shots. Like, that's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you talked about that.
I've noticed that, like, he's very measured with the shots that he takes. He'll take some difficult shots every now and then, but he's not a gunner. He's not a chucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm interested to see, because there's times when I want him to shoot it. Just shoot the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, go, Zach. And he doesn't really seem to. I want to see if that carries on. Like, if that is who he is, or he's just trying to get acclimated to the surroundings. Because, like I said, he's very measured in the shots that he takes. He doesn't really take a whole lot of bad shots, like three people hanging on him or nothing like that. So, we'll see. Trilling me more. What up, though?
I want to see these shots drop after the All-Star break.
Yes.
Maybe it's just a comfort level. Maybe it's just a basketball. I actually didn't think he played bad last night.
No, I thought yesterday was a step forward as far as like them kind of playing together. Like, his shots aren't necessarily falling from three, but I thought they played a lot better yesterday than before.
Yeah, I didn't feel great about the Dallas game. I mean, thrilled that they won, thrilled with how they won, like that whole thing. But I told you about that moment, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I feel better about this. Like, I didn't get to listen to the insiders because of the morning that we had. I don't think Kyle was particularly thrilled with last night's win.
It's actually the opposite. I listened to the beginning of the show.
Okay.
And he felt better about, I mean, Kyle's like 2 feet away, but he said he felt better about last night than he did Monday.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I have a text that made me feel otherwise. Maybe I misunderstood. I'll just ask him. Maybe we'll flag him down and ask him to come in here for a second. I might have misunderstood.
Him and James felt a little better about last night than they did Monday.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this team. And
for the record, I did too.
Like, real quick, Kyle Madsen says that he felt better about yesterday's game than he did the previous two. So
okay,
we're good.
All right,
we're good. I'm looking at this team, and I don't want to say I have it figured out, because maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the time being, people talking about their identity, and they got to establish an identity and all this other stuff. And I think right now their identity is that of a tough team, mentally, physically. I talked about it the other day. But until they really figure out what they want to do,
mm-hmm.
they're just going to do what needs to be done from night to night.
Okay.
Like if DeRozan's cooking and hey, nobody else can really get in a rhythm, just give them the ball. It don't really matter if this is like Kings basketball or not. Let's just figure it out. Let's just keep fighting and figure this thing out. Like, that's what they're going to do. They don't have a set. Right now, I don't believe. They don't have a set. We can rely on this. We can rely on our three-point shooting. We can rely on points in the paint. They got beat up last night, points in the paint. Like, they don't. We can rely on our defense. Sometimes the defense. They don't have that. But, and this goes back to the identity of the coach. Damn it, they're going to compete.
Mm.
They're going to compete. And whatever it calls for that day, we just going to do it. We'll kind of figure it out as the game goes along. Like, all right, we need to play defense today. Or we're going to have to get the points up today. Or, damn, it's going to be a one-man show today. But whatever it is, they're going to figure it out. And I just keep pointing to it. I'm not making any revelations. Everybody feels the same way. I'm going to keep pointing to it. 15-8. 15-8 now.
J.A. just tweeted, and I believe J.A. is on the road with them. Markelle Fultz will be available.
Well, he's ready to go.
To make his Sacramento Kings debut tonight.
There we go. I'm anxious to see him.
Well, it doesn't mean we will.
That's true.
But he is available to play. I guess there's nothing. Hey, there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. Go play.
Well, then they're up by 25. Like I said, he'll get in the game.
So okay. Oh, now we're up to 25.
15-25.
So when we look at the box score tomorrow morning and it says biggest lead, what is it going to be?
It'll be no higher than 25.
No higher than 25.
What does he need to do to become a Jake LaBravia fan favorite? What does his stat line need to be tonight?
Well, it almost said, one, I don't think it could happen in New Orleans. It has to happen at the Golden One. Like, Jake LaRavia checked into a game at the Golden One Center with the Kings down 40. And then all of a sudden, like,
they were down 5.
It's a full kill.
Like, all of a sudden, like, he scored 7 points. I don't think he missed a shot when he stepped on the floor. And, like, I don't.
It was funny watching that moment, too, when LaRavia, if anybody has it around, like, go take a look at it. When LaRavia comes in, like, there was a jolt of energy in the arena, like, because he got the steal on the layup, and then there's a group of guys that were sitting courtside and like the next row back that you would have thought it was Kevin Herter against the Jazz and being team 1 year when he hit that. Did they stand up? Oh, let's go, that's what I'm talking, like, people was hype. That was just his first shot of the game, or second shot of the game.
Could have been his family. Like, there was.
Well, I know one. Well, I don't know one of the guys. I know who one of.
Well, I don't know the people courtside. So, like,
well, no,
I don't. You have to.
This ain't got nothing. I've heard of them.
Do you know someone's name courtside? Like, if you walk past, could you walk up to someone and dap them up and be like, "Hey, what's up, so and so?"
At Nani.
Besides her.
No.
Liar.
Well.
Yep.
Yeah. I met the family, the Dosey family.
Okay.
That's a whole group.
I can't get close enough to meet the family. So
yes, you can. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
That'll be it, though. That's it. I think I'm out after that.
Do we want to look at how much
Kenny
money Markelle
got a table at Q did 2 days before Valentine's Day?
Ask me what happened when I tried to get Valentine's Day.
Do we want to look at how much money Markelle Fultz has made after the break?
You don't have to tell me.
That was like a month ago, too.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. Run that back.
So we want to look at how much money Markelle Fultz has made.
Oh, is Kyle here?
Kyle is here.
Oh, let's go.
Manson's here.
We'll come back. Pocket Watching returns here next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. That Jordan Light show that they got going on over the bridge is crazy.
Wow.
That's enough to make me want to go to the Bay Area. That is crazy.
Pull up Saturday morning. Oh, well, you got plans. But I'm just saying, Saturday morning, I'm going over there. I'm going over to the little Jordan event they got.
Yeah, but I don't know Mike like you do.
I don't know Mike either.
Yeah. Well, you're going. You said you're going to. That's the most exclusive event of the weekend is the Jordan event.
I didn't say his party. I said I'm going to the event.
You call him MJ or Mike?
Good question.
Michael Jordan, like everybody, I don't know the guy.
Did you get invited to the Jordan event?
Huh.
Yeah,
no?
I didn't either. Yeah, I didn't get invited to the Jordan. Did you get invited to the Jordan event?
It's open to the public. What are we talking about?
I don't even know someone named Jordan.
See?
Yeah, sure. I got an invite from Kenny.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, because it's open to the public. Yeah, pull up. It's all good.
Someone asked me today, do you and Kenny even get along? Well, I guess we know the answer. Invited Kyle. Kyle and KC coming to a radio near you. Man, tough bit of business.
I was telling the guys though during the break though, I'm still a stand for NBA All-Star Saturday night.
Good for you.
I love All-Star Saturday night.
Good for you. I'm not. Zach LaVine. King, Sacramento King, Zach LaVine.
Goodness gracious.
Man.
That dude went between the legs from the free throw line. There go my boy Gerald Green, too. Gerald Green, one of the most underrated dunkers of all time. What's number one? Is it Jordan from the free throw
line? It's got to be Jordan.
No, it might be Vince.
It's got to be Vince. Yeah. Good call. Yeah. Good call. It's got to be Vince.
Jordan should have been there instead of Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson had some moments. Yeah, Nate Robinson is always a little amplified.
I just fell out. When he did that, the 360, I just fell out. I'll never forget where I was at.
The crazy part is how easy he made it look.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
You got video over there? We working
on it? Power.
I'm trying.
Oh,
the
okay.
Ease. The power. I fell out. Because I was like, I know he's going to kill it. I know. And he exceeded the expectations. I said, no, this is. I ain't never seen nothing like this. I love the dunk contest. Dunk contest going to pop off. You know, Kyle, you may know, and forgive me, because I just see the guy all the time. I don't know the pronunciation. But you know, people like going crazy over, what's my man's name on the Bulls?
Matas Pucelis?
Yes.
That he's not playing because of Kevin Huerter?
Well, not that necessarily.
Oh.
But like Stacey King and all them, the Bulls announcer, they were like, yo, y'all talking about tank for Cooper Flagg. We got Cooper Flagg right now.
We got Cooper Flagg at home?
They said they got him right now. Like, they dead serious. They think he the truth. I saw a clip of him playing Cooper Flagg one-on-one, and they was both, like, they was hooping. Like, he was, I got to see more of him. I only bring him up because he is in the dunk contest. That's not true.
Mention Kevin Huerter's highlights in Chicago aren't looking too hot right now.
Oh, man.
Can't imagine that.
Kevin, I hope you figure it out. But
he might be cooked.
Might?
Like,
what
forever?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to say he is. He might be done
going
in the
on
league.
Like 2 years.
He wasn't this bad last year.
He was pretty bad last year.
Not to this extent, though.
Yeah, this is different. This is different.
He's like, last I saw, he was like 3 of 20 with the Bulls from three.
Well, what's Zach LaVine?
Well,
no, I'm not trying to be like
last year. So last year he was 36.1%, which is not terrible.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 29% this year.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's 0.83 with the Bulls, 18.2% from the field.
He's what?
0.83. .0.
Do we know for sure that's a real number?
That is 8.3%.
God. Bless it.
My man has taken 22 field goal attempts. He's hit 4 of them, and he's 1 of 12 from beyond the arc.
That's tough.
I should have been on the video for the last, like, 3 minutes.
Fine. Well, no, 874?
No, it's good.
I got it.
Okay, I'm no, it's good.
All right.
My boy Zach LaVine, he's shooting 21% with the Kings. It's not 8%. 7 of 34.
He hit that contested like 28-footer last night. That was like, whew.
I said, let's go. My man hit 1-3. I was hyped. That's how you know.
It's intense when this music plays. I'll tell you every time.
My heart rate changes a little bit.
A little bit. Kyle, this is no fault of your own. We've had a couple of editions of Pocket Watching without you available.
Oh, wow. No, that's cool. No, that's tight.
Didn't we give him an opportunity to get in?
No, because if I had an opportunity, I would have been in here.
No, we gave you an opportunity to get in to win. Remember?
I
I think I remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we gave you an opportunity.
No, I'm with Casey. We did give him an opportunity.
Okay.
Okay, but when? And I said no?
I can't remember. No, no, you did it. And you didn't. We didn't. Okay. It was just a quick, hey, how much did so-and-so make? And you gave a number, it wasn't even close.
It was Jeff Green.
It was Jeff Green. It was absolutely Jeff Green.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure.
So you did get a chance.
We had played that game 2 days before.
That's correct.
I see. No. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that's cool, guys. No, no, I like
it. You're the new guy. What do you want? We just brought you into the league.
No, you guys all went out and said, hey, we didn't invite you, but hey, here's the souvenir cup from the bar we went to.
We got you a cup from Bubba Gump. Like, it's good. It's good. We got
and
you a cup.
And you didn't even go to Bubba Gump. You just walked by and said, oh, we got to get Kyle something. No, it's fine. No, it's cool. I'm glad you guys had fun.
Oh, man.
Well, you're here now, and that's what matters. And that's what matters with Markelle Fultz as well. The former number one overall pick in the 2017 NBA draft. How many number one picks have played for the Sacramento Kings?
Oh, that's hell of a
dead serious.
Question.
How many number one
do you
picks?
Have the answer?
I don't. I'm well, at least just one. Saying that.
I'm gonna say eight.
He's the most recent.
I genuinely have no clue.
I'll go like four.
I don't think it's been that many.
I don't think it's that many either.
Well, it's two because they had the number one pick 1 year.
Because Chris wasn't number. Way was Chris number one?
Chris was number one. No, yes, Chris was number one.
Uh-huh.
Chris was for sure. He was number one. Yep. Yeah, he was the year after Shaq.
Yep.
Yep. So Chris was number one. We know they had the number one pick.
It's two.
And Markelle Fultz, that's three. I don't know.
I'm sure there's one that was like very late career, maybe.
Maybe
but I can't.
I was trying to think like think
that's what I'm Zippo, thinking. I'm thinking of like a Markelle Fultz situation. Mm-hmm. Like this guy at one point was the number one, but maybe not. Maybe eight is entirely too high.
Well, Markelle Fultz is the number one overall pick from the 2017 NBA draft. The 26-year-old has played 7 years in the league. His peak earnings were in the 23 season where he earned $17 million.
Wow.
$17 million for Markelle Fultz in that season. Again, the former number one overall
pick.
That was
the 23-24 season?
That was the 22-23 season, I believe.
I see. Okay.
The former number 7 overall pick, Markelle Fultz out of Washington. I'm sorry, the former number 1 overall pick, 7 years in the league out of Washington. 26-year-old, newest member of the Sacramento Kings. Markelle Fultz, peak earnings. $17 million. How many years or how much money has Markelle Fultz earned in his career? Fellas are writing their numbers down.
You guys hurry
Jesse
up.
Jesse looks like he's prepared.
I'm ready.
Jesse is confident. Gentlemen, we need the numbers. KC says 55. Jesse says 73.
Didn't even write
so
it.
So Kyle's yet. Just done, I
Kyle,
guess. This is why we don't invite the guy.
Kyle is struggling with the rules of the game.
This is why you don't get invited
sure
to come
what's happening
with us, Kyle.
Here. Kyle is quit. Kyle
so
is
yeah,
leaving.
What's going on?
Kyle just quit in the middle of pocket watchers.
This is the last time we let an XFL team in here.
This is the biggest pocket watching scandal in history.
What the hell just happened?
He just walked out. What happened?
Walking shame behind me.
Oh, man.
I have no clue.
Yeah, you
want to
answer
happened.
For yourself? What
he
happened there?
Cool. No, cool. I just don't know how to play the game. That's fine.
He just left. Well,
he says he quit the league. He just walked out.
He you know, there's this one time where John Tenta, the Earthquake, the wrestler, the Earthquake, was wrestling a Japanese wrestler.
Uh-huh.
And they got into like a real shoot fight. And the guy got mad and jumped out of the ring and grabbed the microphone and said in Japanese, "Wrestling's fake anyways," and left. I feel like Kyle just dropped the pocket watch.
Did Kyle just kill the
left.
Business?
Kyle, Vince Russo, Mattson
we
over
just had
here.
A curtain call right now.
Man, it's Jeff Jarrett laying down at the basket at the beach.
I don't know what just happened.
I have no clue either, but we're going to have to run this music for the third time. And what the number is 55 million to 73 million. 87,772,844.
Wow.
Jesse with another victory.
What's go. That, three in a row?
Might be four.
Jesse.
We know that don't mean nothing.
Oh, well, it's not last. Is, it's not last season. Yeah,
we know that.
You don't have steroids with you this time.
we know that don't mean nothing.
This is tough. Jesse with five victories. KC with two. And apparently Kyle has quit the league.
He's quit the league. Yeah, no, he quit the league.
Well,
he grabbed third base, threw it across the diamond. Like, it's bad.
He quit the league.
What a moment.
He went all Lupinella right now.
What was he struggling with over there? Like, did he? He didn't write anything down. He just left. All right, he just left.
Hey, when that music hits, sometimes that pressure's too much.
Not everybody's built for this.
Dim lights.
I felt like Kyle was in a little bit of a mood when he walked in. Apparently, he was. Did he just grab his backpack and leave?
No, he's right here.
Oh, no, he just went back to work.
Yeah, we got a silent protest happening right now.
Wow. Man.
That's left.
The biggest moment of Pocket Watchers history just happened.
It just happened. Don't let this detract you from the fact Jesse got another dub.
He got another win. You know what I mean? We already know how this plays out from time to time. You know what I mean? I'm not sweating. I'm not sweating it at all. It's nothing.
We're just taking it one game at a time.
Trying to go 1-0 every week, huh?
On to Cincinnati.
Well, you know, it's all good. Hey, I'm just trying to get into the big dance, you know what I mean? Just trying to get into the dance, because that's what I do.
What does that mean?
Just trying to make sure I'm in contention, because I'm in contention towards the end of the season. We already know how I perform. We already know.
Okay.
And by the way, all those people, Roddy. Nah, he wasn't the
when does pocket watching? Well, can't go. Kyle unfollowing D'Lo Casey and Jesse on social media.
Kyle just told me we're not friends and we're coworkers.
He just don't care to see it. Kyle just don't care to see it no more. Man.
But he still follows James.
Oh, man.
He still follows James Corrosion.
Caffeine. Where'd caffeine and calming? This is the radio equivalent of Pippin sitting out the Cuckoo Clay and protest. Well, Dave Garcia says, Kyle going to call D'Lo later to explain his side of the story. With a Kyle in the grass emoji.
You got to do a DM rampage.
Oh, man. He's going to call Matt George and explain his side. He's going to call Carmichael Dave.
He's going to pull a Lex Luger and play Pocket Watchers there tomorrow.
Oh, man. What the hell is he doing here? Wow.
Oh,
Joel brother. Says, my next chapter from Kyle.
Damn. Did the rumors affect Kyle? Did he say he wants out now after it got out?
Maybe.
A trade might have been happening.
Fired his favorite coach, and then it was it.
He says Kyle's doing an exclusive Deuce and Moe interview. Is he laughing at any of this, or is he just mad?
No, Kyle's pissed. He's pissed.
He's laughing.
I'm so confused as to what happened.
Kyle, swear to God, it wasn't me, bro. It wasn't me.
I'm clear of this.
My hands are clean on this one, bro.
It was the pocket watching screw job.
Kyle Madsen, if I quit it.
If I quit, here's how I did it. Oh, man.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.